For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is sophomore forward Lindsay Featherstone out of Woodbury, Minnesota. And first of all, Lindsay, coming into this weekend, playing against a team like Minnesota that you guys had to give it your all. Were you surprised that they were able to score those two quick goals on you right away?
I wouldn't say surprised. We obviously know they're a good team, but I think our reaction was great. We bounced back fast, and we were back in the game right away, and I think that was huge for our confidence.
Walk us through your goal. You got the scoring started for BSU today.
Honestly, it just popped out right at the top of the circle, and I actually saw Jacqueline cutting to the net, so I was aiming for her stick, and it hit off the Minnesota girl and went five hole. So
got to take them while you can get them, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Paige Beebe, she puts the tying goal in. What an incredible play. She was coming off of her shift and was just gassed. It was like watching slow motion. From your perspective, what was it like watching her put that one past?
It was funny to me, honestly. She's one of my best friends, and she was just dead tired, but she kept going, and it was an amazing shot, and she's been hitting that all week in practice, so I'm super happy and really proud of her.
Okay, so then the game is tied. They score right away to make it 3-2. At that point, what did Coach tell you guys during the intermission?
I think just keeping our confidence up and trying to challenge their goalie a bit more, putting shots on net. I think we definitely had, there were times when we were outworking them and definitely zone-tining them.
And then you're down 5-2. Abby Haluska with a great play. Emily Berglund, that great shot on net, and Haluska buries the rebound. Your team just never gives up. Define Beaver hockey for me.
I would say, yeah, it's never giving up. It's working hard, and it's putting our best foot forward every shift, every period.
You guys played the early game. There's two big games happening Friday night, and obviously that's going to determine a lot about the playoffs. Do you guys even think about that before Saturday's game?
I don't think you really can think about it too much. It's out of our control. I think going into tomorrow, we know what we have to do, and I think it's just important to focus on ourselves.
It is senior weekend. How much have these two seniors meant to you personally?
Yeah, they obviously mean a lot. This is our second year with them, and yeah, they've both been great mentors and role models and really welcomed us in last year as freshmen, so it's sad to see them go.
One more regular season game here at the Sanford Center. Be nice to have home ice, but what's it like playing here at home at the Sanford Center?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of things. It's not having to deal with travel, and you get your normal ice times, and it's nice being at home. So that'd be huge if we were able to get that for playoffs.
You being a sophomore, how much do you think you've grown as a player since your first steps onto this ice?
Yeah, I think I've grown a lot. I think I have a lot more confidence this year, and that's probably my biggest thing, is just confident in myself and my ability to make a play.
What's it going to take to beat the Gophers in game 2?
I think definitely just getting a lot of shots on net and challenging their goalie. Obviously, we know that we can put them past her. And yeah, I think there were there's definitely times where we were zone-tining them, and I think just keeping that going into tomorrow's game.
On to some fun questions. Favorite road trip so far?
Oh, Ohio, for sure. It was my birthday, and I ended up in New York. Frick surprised me.
And we almost got stuck there. That would have been even better.
She planned it. I'm convinced. She did it on purpose.
I think the snow had a little bit to do with it. Favorite opponent?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would say Ohio is fun to play just because of the rivalry there.
Who are your roommates?
Paige and Lydia.
Of the three of you, who likes to cook?
Probably myself the most. And Paige. Paige will help.
Who's the messiest?
Oh, Lydia. 100%. Lydia.
We'll make sure she doesn't hear this. Yeah. Dog or cat person?
Dog, for sure.
Okay, do you have dogs at home?
I do. I have a standard golden doodle, and he's actually in town this weekend.
Yay. And you've got three brothers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what was it like being the only girl with three brothers?
I actually loved it. A lot of people are surprised when I say that, but those three are my best friends for sure. And I was actually telling my dad today how much I miss them. So
that's really sweet. Well, Lindsay, go beat up the Gophers in game 2. Yeah. Let's get home ice.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Thank you.